everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening, good any time of the day, wherever you are in this wonderful world of ours. It's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. Just giving you another Usher's Pause for Thought update. Lots to tell, so keep listening, and we'll have a listen and see if we can remember everything that we've done in the last week. Okay, so I think it's fair to say that a bit of a busy week. I'll be fairly succinct because some of it is actually on Usher's Pause for Thought, and that is on Facebook, should I say, www.facebook.com. God, I was doing so well then. www.facebook.com/Usher's Pause for Thought, USHERSPAWSFORTHOUGHT, Usher's Pause for Thought. Right, that was a bumbled attempt at being succinct, so hopefully the rest of it will be more so. So I think last time we sort of did an audio update was when we'd been to the vets with Osh, and he'd been doing his the route to and from work and things like that. Well, I'm on week three in terms of my life with Usher, and this week three is sort of back to work, or semi back to work. So I'm having to leave early or get there late, or whichever works, because I'm still not qualified with Usher from in terms of our partnership and whatever being officialised, and that's really because ordinarily qualification time is between 4 to 6 weeks, really. But obviously, because I work, we needed to try and fit it in within a reasonable amount of time. So I think the fact that it has gone so well, and that on week three, this will be the week of qualification, that's actually doing to pretty good, to be honest. So very, very pleased. Really, the one who's made that, the people that have made that easiest, I think, apart from me, on myself, is the quality of training that I've had from my trainer Karen, and really the quality of dog that Usher is. So in the last week, what did we do? So 30th October, that was a Wednesday, wasn't it? So I'm trying to think. I think fundamentally, it was the big event was going to London. Usher has been to London before, but only sort of as a quick sort of trial with Karen, really, to make sure that it would be okay to do it. And this was full approval of the match for me and him to be together and stuff. It was just to make sure that he would be okay with the extra demands that London can bring, and of course he coped with that really, really well, as I said at the time. So we went to London this time, and it was absolutely amazing. He did so well. We went down on the Saturday morning and came back on Sunday afternoon, so that's down to Claire's house and doing all routes around there. And of course, you know, he had to go on lots of trains and some buses and some black cabs. He had to sit and be good in a restaurant, which of course he's trained to do. He did really, really, really well. And he even ended up going on lifts, of course, and escalators. Well, escalators, he can go on, but not when they're moving, because obviously, not obviously, but he's not trained to do that. So, that's an interesting one. Some guide dogs can be trained, some can't. Some guide dog departments or regions will do it, and some won't. So it's fine. I mean, really, from my point of view, Usher at the moment doesn't, and so they London Transport, for example, are happy for it to stop the escalator, which they were at Euston, at London Euston, then Usher gets to walk down with me while the escalator's been stopped. And basically it was, that's what happened. They stopped the escalator and Usher basically walked down with me on our very own escalator with no one else on it. And of course, people coming up and down on the other escalators, all looking and watching. And we thought he was going to get a round of applause when he got to the bottom. But no, it was suffice it to say that he had a lot of admirers. Yeah, and before that, I meant to say that he'd met Ben. That's Claire's dog, because Claire came up here to see me, and Nathan did as well. Nathan. And being a son, a 10, nearly 11-year-old son. So, yeah, so it was really, really cool. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, back into work proper. So, back into work on a sort of reduced hours basis, really. But, yeah, his first day at work with me fully on Monday was awesome. And getting used to the office, and, of course, Usher being Usher, he just took it in his stride. He lay down under the table, and where my colleagues had kindly made lots of room for him. And I love them; they're brilliant. They are, and I know they listen to this. And but you know, they've been incredibly supportive and absolutely fantastic. So that's a commendation to them, really. So of course, bit by bit, he's been meeting all my work colleagues, and it's really hard to go around the campus without. Spending some time talking to one person or another. It appears that Usher's going to probably get himself involved in quite a few little stories and good things, because we started off, came up to a lad who was with one of our members of staff, and was walking quite slowly because obviously they were talking and walking down the corridor at a slow pace. So steadied Usher down and slowed to more or less a stop. And it turns out that this lad has quite a fear of guide dogs. Not going to get into this too much in terms of the facts around him, because it would be personal information, even if you don't know his name. So that's irrelevant anyway, of course. But the point is, he has quite a substantial fear of dogs. And little by little, over the last few days, he's been seeing Usher and around the college, and he's managing so far to speak to me while Usher's there, and to address Usher, i.e. to say hello to him and things like that. And what we're hoping is that Usher will be an influence on him and enable him to be less fearful of dogs. And now he's actually asking about Usher, which is fantastic. So to go within a few days, or even 2 days, from being very afraid of even Usher, really, to feeling reassured and actually asking about Usher, is fantastic. So that's really cool. I'm told that one of Usher's boarders, when he was training and staying overnight in Birmingham, when he was being trained round here, he's looking forward or hoping to meet him. So we're going to make that happen too. A boarder is someone that basically looks after the dogs at night while they're training in their given areas, rather than them going to kennels and stuff. So, you know, and that's a better thing for them, really, to be with people. So all that is good. I'm trying to think of anything else I've neglected to say. So qualification. So basically, this morning I'm going to do the route into work on my own, pretty much, with Usher. Well, not on my own. Karen's going to lurk around, but hide away from Usher, basically, so that You know, she is around if anything, I get into any serious problems, which I don't anticipate. Osha's making lots of new friends on his travels, though, with kids. There was a couple of kids. It was one of these ones where, unfortunately, the parents were there but somewhat absent in terms of their, by the way, they were behaving and them not. I don't want to say dealing with their children, but not engaging with their children and not taking any notice with their own very young children. And the children started off by saying boo, keep saying boo to Osha. And I turned around and I said, are you being nice to my doggy? So enforcing good behaviour rather than overemphasising bad behaviour by saying, are you being nasty to my doggy? So I said, are you being nice to my doggy? And they went, yeah. And I was like, well, saying boo isn't really the nicest thing you could do. And they were like, sorry. And I said, oh, that's okay. Let's be nice to him then. I said, would you like to stroke him? And yeah. I says, well, all right then, you come gently and stroke him and be nice to him then. And then that was that. And we did that for a little while. And then once their curiosity was satisfied, I said, well, look, you go back now and you go and play with each other and stuff. And that was that, really. The parents, as I said, totally oblivious. As I said to my trainer, I bet you any money within 5 minutes, one of them will shout and swear at their children. And she's like, why? And I said, because they will. And within 2 minutes, as the bus came or something happened, they were effing and blinding at their kids, which I thought, what a shame. Beautiful, lovely children. And anyway, I'm getting into the realms of commenting on people's parenting practices, but I think, to be fair, they left a lot to be desired. And you know, it's just one of many situations that you find yourself in when attention is when you're attracted, when you are attracted to, or when you draw attention to yourself or to your dog. It's just the way it is because he's a dog, and that's the sort of thing you deal with. We were in what's it called? Arco Lounge in Harbour, which is like a bistro type place. And this chap came up with his children and asked if he could stroke Osha. And now he likes Osha's pause for thought page. So hello, Craig and Molly and Ben. They were lovely, and it was great to meet them. And they were saying hello to Ben and making a little fuss of him and stuff like that. But yeah, they were an example of a very functional family. But it's a shame, and I think if Osha can kind of give young people or anyone a bit of joy, whatever their experiences and whatever their status in life and position, then and circumstance, then that's a good thing. So to Molly, Ben, and Craig, and to Gracie and the other little girl I can't remember the name of in the other family I was just talking about, and to the lad at work who has the dog fear, I think Osha is providing much enjoyment and comfort, and well, just his dogness, really, just the Usher-ness that he is. So yeah, work today, and then I can't remember what's happening tomorrow, but then Friday is the big day. Friday is the day that that I hope to qualify. So what will happen is the guide dog, the assessor will come out, the person who's qualified to assess owners in order to qualify them, and then, presuming that goes well, that will be the journey to work, which is not insignificant. It's a substantial route, I would say. It involves bus and train travel and a walk and crossing of busy roads, and lots of potential obstacles and things for me to do in terms of maybe needing to correct Osha and things like that, because, you know, it's a constant thing. You don't just set him on a course and then just wait for him to get there. You know, you interact with the dog in many, many ways. What I may do, I may record that and then sort of give you some highlights or something, and we will see. I do have the ability to record it, so I might do that. I might video it or something. Anyway, sorry, the audio updates have been a little bit far apart this week, i.e. nearly a week between the two. Obviously, as I said, I've put videos up of Osher doing a running game in London, which you can see, and also looking at his going around his run at work, or the run at work, which is there especially for guide dogs, and it's big and nice and very, very cool for the dogs, really. So he's doing well, he makes me very proud every day. So I do think that's it for now, thank you as always. Thank you as always for being part of Osher's Pause for Thought updates, and for following him, and for liking him, and all the rest of it. There'll be another update soon. Again, thanks for all your support. Okay, speak to you all soon. Bye bye.